Politico is reporting that Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price, who's known for wanting to cut government spending, is under scrutiny for taking costly private jets when he could have taken much less expensive commercial flights. Joining us via Skype is Politico reporter Dan Diamond. Hi, Dan.
Jeremy, how are you?
Doing well. And tell us more about exactly what you found when it comes to Tom Price's use of private jets.
What we found is that Tom Price is using charter jets to travel on routine business around the country. Not talking about trips to hurricane zones or other natural disasters, but trips as close as Washington to Philadelphia, or up to a resort in Maine to attend a conference the next day. And this has been going on for some time, that we drilled in on five specific trips last week.
And by the way, for people who don't live in the Northeast, the trip from Washington to Philadelphia, you could drive it in a couple hours. You could take the train there in a couple hours. And if you fly, it's probably an hour or less. And there are a lot of commercial flights available to take you between Washington and Philadelphia.
They do run regularly. The commercial flight takes, we'll say, about an hour. The charter plane might take a little bit less. Price's plane took about 40 minutes on the way up and a little over an hour or so on the way back because they circled in the air. But the point is, these are two readily accessible metro areas, and previous secretaries and other top officials, like former Vice President Joe Biden, would take the train. Maybe they would take a car at times. At worst, they would take commercial planes, because at the end of the day, the taxpayer tends to be footing the bill on this travel. And the charter jet round trip to Philadelphia, the owner of that plane told us, cost about $25,000. That's a lot for a short trip up and down the East Coast.
Well, and you think of somebody like the Secretary of Defense as somebody who would get their own plane, or the Secretary of State as somebody who would get their own plane. When did the Secretary of Health and Human Services start getting access to their own private plane, or is Price the first?
Price isn't the first secretary to use a charter jet, at least on occasion. We talked to former Secretary Sebelius, Barack Obama's first health secretary, who did use a charter flight once up in Alaska to get to a rural village that was otherwise not accessible. But that was the one occasion we could find across the 8 years of the Obama administration and two health secretaries. So don't want to say that he's totally groundbreaking by using a charter plane. It's the frequency and the routineness of it.
What has been the response from Price about your story?
This might not surprise you, Jeremy. We tried repeatedly to get comment from him, from his spokespeople. They finally said that he will take planes as necessary, given the emergency situation. They came out with a statement on Wednesday saying that his days are long and the travel department checks all possible commercial flights. So not denying our reporting, but rather trying to put a gloss on why he might be taking flights that cost tens of thousands of dollars, often per leg.
As you point out in your reporting, he's not the only member of the Trump administration who's under criticism for using jets like this. The Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin gained some notoriety for using a jet for travel that included a trip to see the eclipse this summer. And he reportedly requested a government plane to take him on his overseas honeymoon. As far as you know, are there any moves within the Trump administration to try to rein in some of this flying on private jets by cabinet members?
I don't know if they're comparing frequent flyer notes or talking collectively about how they are approaching this. But I do think it does speak to something different about this administration than the administrations that we've seen before. A lot of these folks haven't been in government. Mnuchin, this is his first time there. And if you are a Wall Street executive or a venture capitalist, perhaps you are used to the practice of taking charter jets. I know Betsy DeVos, the education secretary, takes charter jets, but pays for them out of pocket. She's worth billions of dollars. That is something she can do. It's a little unusual in Tom Price's case. He's been in government. He was a congressman for 12 years. And while he has some wealth as an orthopedic surgeon, it doesn't appear that he has the ability to be paying for $60,000 worth of travel in one sample week. If he does, perhaps he's much more philanthropic toward the airline industry than we have evidence to believe so far.
That's Politico reporter Dan Diamond joining us via Skype from Washington. Dan, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you.
And by the way, on the point about corporate executives using private jets, Not anymore at GE. The Wall Street Journal reports this week that the company's executives will no longer fly using charter services in an effort to cut costs.